This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. Short stature corn suits the nature of corn production. We'll have more right after this.
In farming, you can usually trust your gut, but with crop insurance, it's best to trust the data. Because purchasing the same coverage year over year might seem good enough, but it won't maximize your revenue opportunities. Farm Credit Services of America uses Optimum, an exclusive tool that sorts through hundreds of coverage options to find your best fit. Work with specialists and tools dedicated to crop insurance. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com/optimum. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
One of the newest and most unique developments in seed technology has been the emergence of short stature corn. Believe it or not, there are many different benefits to having shorter corn, like having a greater resistance to wind damage. Myron Stein, president of Stein Seeds, said they didn't necessarily intend to create shorter corn hybrids, but they kept going with it once they realized the benefits.
Yeah, and so Stein was the originator of short statured corn, and we perfected it within our system. And really what it comes down to is we don't specifically care if it's short or not. It just happens to be that our breeding program and the selection criteria we had in that program began to bring out all these hybrids that were shorter in stature or typically smaller plant types relative to the conventional hybrids that you would see out there. Did a couple things. A, they gave you a product you could plant at a higher density, so you got more yield per acre. But then you also have the standability that goes with that, which enables those products to do better in like wind events and things of that nature.
Stein said the shorter height of the corn allows for the plants to be planted thicker.
Yeah, you have the same number of leaves, you have shorter nodes. The reality is whether you have a big, tall, huge plant or a smaller plant, you want about a third of a pound of grain or so per plant. You don't want multiple ears, you don't want more grain per plant, you want really more ears out there. That's the way corn works. And we don't know why that is, but that's the way it is. So everything we do is about finding genetics where we can plant them thicker and get more plants and more ears.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.